Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 14th day of January 2025. Welcome to this program. I am totally thrilled with this. We're expecting a phone call any minute from Jake Lang, who's been a political prisoner of the Biden administration for the last 4 years. We're going to see what's going on with him, and I pray, please pray that he can get through, that they didn't do something to him to lock him in solitary confinement like they did the last couple of times. He was going to come on the program. They locked him up in solitary confinement where he could not get to the phone. Just pray tonight he'll be able to join us and share his story, okay? Let's do that. And I do want to thank you for the prayers from my brother. Thank you so much. We were afraid at first. The doctors were pretty certain he had cancer in his bones. Well, that was not, then it turned out not to be the truth. And I'm convinced, because the numbers all showed it was a problem, but it turned out to be the problem, that your prayers made the difference. God bless y'all for that. He's going home tomorrow. He has to make an appointment with a surgeon. Right now, they're looking at taking the two lower. Okay, all right. Well, just thanks for the prayer. Well, I'll finish up the announcements later on, but he'll be going home tomorrow for a little while. And my grandson still needs your prayers, too. And a friend of mine, the name of Larry, having pneumonia, pretty rough battle with pneumonia. He's doing some better today, but remember, Larry, in your prayers also. Now, we go right to our guest. And by golly, thanks for being there. Jake, are you there?
Hey, sir, how's it going? God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Jake. And first off, thank you for joining us, and I mean that. I'm glad you could do it tonight. We've been trying now for several months and had no luck. So, but we've been trying to get in touch with you.
Thanks, Pastor. It's been a roller coaster ride, but there has been one steady, one firm foundation throughout this entire four-year-long journey of persecution, and that's Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he has delivered his children here. You know, God does not forsake the righteous, and nor does he allow his seed to be begging bread. In just 6 days, Pastor, we're going to see liberation in the name of God. All the Jan Sixers are coming home.
I pray for that. They're a thing in me, Jake. And before we get into what we want to talk about tonight, for new listeners, and we have new listeners, a lot of them, I'm sure, but now, tell them why you were arrested. What was the charge you were charged with, and why you're there in prison?
Sure, Pastor. Well, my name's Jake Lang, guys. I'm a January 6th political hostage. I've been held by the Biden regime for literally for 4 years. In 2 days, I was arrested on January 16th, 2021, and I have not had a trial in 3 years, 11 months and 28 days I've been incarcerated. 4 years now, no trial, held as a political hostage, like I said. It's basically all trumped up charges. We were at the Capitol, as everybody knows, protesting peacefully a stolen election. And we had this onslaught that the Capitol Police, you know, directed by Nancy Pelosi and the deep state, they attacked us with rubber bullets, with concussion grenades, with tear gas, and basically stirred the crowd up into a frenzy so that they could get their little news snippets and their video clips and call Donald Trump an insurrectionist and a domestic terrorist and basically try to keep him out of office. And we've seen the American people, after 4 years, they cut through all the lies. They saw right through the schemes of the devil. And the mandate was November 5th, getting Donald Trump back in office to free the January Sixers. And now we're just a couple short days away from liberation. And it feels so good. It's like the end of a crazy nightmare coming to a close. But inside this nightmare, there has been a constant, like I said earlier, but more than just a constant, it's like a flame of grace inside a tunnel that was like our light of hope. And God shows his grace most when you're being persecuted, most when the odds are against you. And so we've had that balm of Gilead, the Holy Spirit just comfort us this entire time. And, you know, it's unfortunate that human beings kind of have to go through the darkest times to get that backdrop where God's light shines the greatest.
Well, now, so you've been there almost 4 years, never had a trial. Were you ever officially charged with anything as far as did they tell you what they arrested you for? I mean, suspicion of what? What was the reason?
Of course, yeah, like me and many other Jan Sixers, some people just got arrested for obstruction of Congress, which was a charge that the Supreme Court last year struck down. But other of us have allegations of assault charges because we were trying to defend human lives. They murdered this woman, Roseanne Boylan, so mercilessly, the Capitol Police, right in my arms, Pastor. And, you know, of course, as a young man, I responded to that. I tried to stand up and to defend the other unarmed women and men and elderly people around me that were just there to peacefully protest. And because I put a, you know, defensive posture together and, you know, tried to save lives, two men have actually credited me. Philip Anderson and Tommy Tatum signed court-sworn affidavits claiming I saved their life. And, you know, in the middle of these, you know, defensive maneuvers to protect people, of course you get into brush-ups with this, you know, aggressive Capitol Police, and now they're charging me with assault and hundreds of other Jan Sixers. They've even charged little old grandmas with assault just for trying to step in between, you know, an aggressive situation. These prosecutors were so overzealous. They're George Soros prosecutors, and these people, they had bloodlust, and they had some type of, like, witch hunt, a jihad, an evil jihad against Donald Trump and his supporters. And so they charged us with everything in the book. I have over 13 charges, Pastor, all of them counterfeit, bogus, false charges.
Wow. And how certain are you all of you, that Trump's going to pardon you next week?
Well, you know, in the physical, we're still waiting for complete confirmation. He said within the first 9 minutes he's going to start pardoning people. You know, we've had some mixed messaging coming from the White House recently about who's exactly going to get pardoned and whatnot. But I know my God in heaven, our God that we serve continually, has not taken us this far just to bring us this far. He's going to complete the job. You know, the work that he started in us, he's faithful to bring to completion. And so I have no doubt in my heart that I'll be out of this prison cell very soon. I know we're positioned every single step of ours in this life, Pastor, for some greater purpose. And in Matthew, I think 23, if you guys remember when Jesus told his disciples to go to the man in the town and tell him that the master has a need. The master has a need for the donkey and to unloose the animal. And so when the master has a need for you, he'll unloose you out of whatever situation you're in. And so I believe that God's going to continue to use me, God willing, please, Lord, and use the other men that have been arrested and persecuted and tortured by this government to speak out on, you know, the ever-intending tyranny that comes when you get lackadaisical in your republic here, and also what it means to be actually have your faith tested and tried and do over 900 days of solitary confinement and never once, you know, give into depression or be forsaken. And so, you know, this is a testimony that God wants to share with the world, my testimony and the testimony of my brothers. And so he's going to move mountains to make sure that we can be an example, just like when he freed the Jewish people from Pharaoh, right? He used that as an example for his great name, that the people around the world would know him as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that led out his people with his strong arm from the captivity of the Pharaoh. And so God will again have a modern-day testimony here, a biblical story of, you know, bringing a dead situation back to life and freeing captors from, you know, this regime that we're in. So I believe with all my heart, Pastor, that I'm going home very soon.
We're certainly all going to pray hard in that direction. I know the listeners are. Every one of us are praying hard in that direction for his glory. And how many J6ers roughly are there that you know of?
There is 1,600 of us that have been arrested and charged for charges on January 6th. And right now behind bars, there's 250 of us. And before my phone cuts out, I wanted to talk to your listeners about a program for the 250 guys that are about to be released from prison. Most of their lives have been decimated, financially upended, life savings, you know, gone, trying to, you know, get federal
By the way, call back when you cut off. We got an hour here. I want you to share all this. But if you get cut off, you call back, okay?
Oh, thanks, Pastor. I surely will. So,
okay, go ahead.
This program, guys, thanks, Pastor. God bless you guys. I appreciate the time on your platform here and your audience's attention. You guys are the best. I'm just a little old prisoner behind a prison cell door right now. I'm in my cell, and it's just a blessing to be able to talk to people. I've been in my cell now for like 23 hours straight. So, you know, guys, this program that we've launched called the January 6th Life Rebuilding Project is absolutely vital, because in just 6 days, hundreds of men could be released from prison and will be released from prison, and they're destitute. A lot of them are coming home to nothing. They don't even have homes anymore. Their homes have been, you know, bankrupt and mortgaged and sold off by the bank, cars repossessed. There's been a lot of financial devastation. Even, God forbid, there's many of these situations, and I don't even like to speak on it because it's so horrible. But there have been many wives that have left their husbands and abandoned them in prison over this. And they're leaving literally with only the shirt on their back. And so we're coming around them as a community, and you guys can donate to help get these guys resettled and, you know, get them, you know, with their foot in the door on a new life on J6Rebuild.com. That's the letter J, the number 6, Rebuild.com. If you guys go to J6Rebuild.com, you can make a donation monthly, you know, or one time, and really sow into rebuilding a life of a broken patriot. I mean, these guys, they're my brothers. Most of them are veterans, you know, special forces, Army Rangers, Marines, and they've given their life to serve this country, and then they just gave another 4 years as a political prisoner, and they're penniless, and we need to help them out. So I would appreciate it so much. We're so grateful for anything you guys can give. Please go to J6Rebuild.com right now on your phone and just pull it up and, you know, start to take a watch of the video. We put a brand-new video on the website that's very, very compelling, and it gives a little more information about really what we've been through and what an atrocity it would be as the American people if we allowed, you know, these heroes. They're my brothers, and I know they're heroes. What they've been through is unspeakable, and how they stood up for our country is you know, that's valiant. And we need to make sure that these guys come home, you know, new pair of clothes, first month's rent, a cell phone, pair of shoes, some groceries, the basic necessities just to get them, you know, started back off, rebuilding their lives. So please, guys, go to J6Rebuild.com. It's an amazing program we put together, and really proud to bring that to you guys and just be a positive influence on my brothers' lives that are coming out of prison. I can't imagine any of them being destitute when they leave. So J6Rebuild.com. Thank you, Pastor, for the time
all
to
right.
talk
I'll,
about that. And I have some more
calling?
Updates
That's
for
all right.
for your audience, too, when I can call back.
Okay. All right, you call back right away if we cut off. But also, and you, when y'all get out, will this J6er site still be open to help them?
Of course, yeah, J6Rebuild.com. We launched it a few days ago. This will be an ongoing project. Unfortunately, there is a long road home, a long journey to get people resettled and restructured. And so J6Rebuild.com will be available. Really, we need to get the fundraising. We have a goal of getting to $100,000 by this next Monday coming up so that we have the funds ready to give to the guys so they can get, you know, an extended stay motel room for a month. And, you know, we can help them get a job and help them get a cell phone and stuff. So we need the funds now, but this will be an ongoing project, you know, that you guys can sew into, God forbid, you know, as long as it takes until we get resettled.
Absolutely. Well, we
will
not get that. We will not get that. If you can do that next week, we will do this again.
I just want to shower
more,
work
more
out.
Detail.
Can I come out in a little bit to take a shower? What's that? Thank you.
Okay.
Pastor, I'll call you guys right back.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
I was just getting my dinner. I'm stuck inside myself.
Okay, you call back as soon as you can. Okay, go ahead. Folks, I don't know what to add to that. I mean, you the man's in prison and hadn't even had a trial in 4 years. If that doesn't make you angry, you are dead inside spiritually for sure, and I question your mentality. And I'm not apologizing for saying that. You don't like what I say? Please turn the radio off. You know, I get in trouble with what I say with people I have for 32 years almost, and I don't apologize for it. I mean, it used to kind of make me feel bad. I would question myself, should I have said that or whatever? No, I know. No. I don't apologize any longer. I tell the truth. The truth is what it is. The Word of God's the truth. I'm not going to try to change it. I'm not interested in trying to change it. If you don't have a heart for these men and women, women, innocent people were killed in this and did nothing wrong. And if Trump does not pardon them immediately, then maybe that'll tell us what his true colors are, I'm sure. But let's pray that he will keep his word on that and do what he says he's going to do. Let's pray for that for these men's sake. But if this kind of tyranny doesn't make you angry as a believer, there is something wrong. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us that we must tolerate and keep our mouth shut over tyranny. As a matter of fact, the disciples, all but one of them, were martyred for standing against tyranny. Yeah, they were. Yeah, most of the time, the so-called believers had them put in prison, but the Roman government had them put to death. They were under tyranny, under a type of anti-Christ tyranny then. And believe me, folks, that's growing in our nation by leaps and bounds. And tomorrow night's program, I want to hit a little bit of this when it comes to the beast system and tell you how far involved in it we are. And on Saturday, a Bible study that you can join us if you like by going to PastorBush.com at 10:30 a.m. Eastern and join us live for a half hour of prayer requests and praise reports, 11:30, 12:30 for Christian Worldview News, and at 1 o'clock our Bible study is going to get into the idea of how far down the road we are into the beast system. And we're going to have to confront some truths that have been taught about Scripture that is not true. And I won't get into them right now. I won't take time to do it tonight. Expecting Jake calls back any second. I'm getting back on for every minute we can to support these men. And all I can say is I want to support them financially myself. As soon as we can get everything lined out here and get them where we can help them, whatever we can do, we need to do it. Folks, I'm going to tell you this right up front. Okay, I believe he's back on with you. Back with us? I thought I heard him back
yes,
with
sir.
Us.
Hey, Pastor, how are we doing, brother?
All right, I'm glad you're back with us. I just kind of preached a little sermon about this, but now you're back with us. Tell us how long you say you were in solitary confinement, how many days or months out of this 4 years?
900 days, so I don't know how many months that is, but it's a long time. That's about 30 months, I guess.
That's about 30 months, okay?
About two and a half years
out of 4 years of solitary confinement. And why were you put in solitary confinement?
Well, Pastor, quite honestly, for doing interviews and speaking out like we're doing right now, they don't like that at all. You know, in the beginning of January 6th, we were called insurrectionists.
What's that, sir? You go right ahead. Go ahead.
In the beginning of right after January 6th, we were called insurrectionists. We were called domestic extremists, white supremacists. And so we've been speaking out against these lies for years now. And in order for, us to break through to the truth, to where the now President Donald Trump supports us and all the Republicans support us and, the American people are standing beside us. At first, it wasn't like that. The American mainstream media and the January 6th Select Committee, the cabal of the deep state there, had lied to the American people and told them we were like some type of evil, domestic terrorists. And so we've been speaking our truth, telling what really happened that day, how we were peacefully protesting, we were attacked first, we're patriots, we're constitutionalists, we're Christians, and we love this country. And we've won the hearts of the American people, and they really did not like that. They wanted to keep us silent and break our will. And so we've been speaking out, and they throw me in solitary confinement all the time for doing interviews.
And did it tell you that's why they threw you in? Was that the reason they gave you?
Oh, many times, yes. I mean, they write me up. They give me reports saying, this month you did, these six interviews and they don't want that. And so, of course, I mean, I've been thrown in the hole for every reason. That's what we call solitary confinement, the hole. I've been thrown in there for asking for Bible studies repeatedly. Pastor, I run a Bible study in here every night at 9 p.m. for 4 years I've been doing it. And originally, when we were locked in solitary confinement for the first full year, I wanted to get out of my cell once a day to fellowship with my brothers. And they didn't allow me to do that. So I would ask and ask and ask, and eventually they took me out of the unit and threw me in an even more restrictive place called the hole in the basement of the D.C., Washington, D.C. jail gulag. And so I've been persecuted for my faith. I've been pepper sprayed inside my prison cell while holding my Bible before. I've been left in a cell half naked for 2 weeks to survive with just a pair of underwear. These people are evil people we're dealing with here, and they'll do anything to silence you, especially if you're preaching the Word of God. So, we're talking about real-life demonic oppressions and principalities here that are obviously very, very alive, God forbid, or very dead, depending on how you look at it, in the prison system in America and probably all over the world. This is not a place that normally Christians are. And so when you have a man of God here preaching the word, there's a lot of evil forces trying to shut you down.
Well, now, were other prisoners also thrown in the solitary confinement for the stand, trying to do interviews and stand for Christ? Were you pretty much by yourself on that?
Well, I definitely have been very, very outspoken. I've done over 1,000 interviews since I've been incarcerated. And, we've done documentaries. I even run a podcast from my prison cell called the Political Prisoner Podcast on the Gateway Pundit that gets hundreds of thousands of views. So they really have targeted me, but some of my brothers have been thrown in the hole and persecuted for very similar things before too, but I've definitely received the brunt of their attention.
But did they offer you any deals to get you to soften and maybe get out?
Not any good deals. They offer me 10 years in prison.
Really?
If I take a plea deal. What's that? Yes.
Are you talking to somebody else? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm trying to get out of my prison cell right now so I can take a shower, but I'm with you guys up until they let me out. So I'm hanging out, man. We're up. I got to have some more updates for audience as well, too. I'm not sure if they follow me on my X page, on my Twitter page, but we give a lot of updates on there all the time. And that link is Jake Lang, J6. the letter J, the number 6, on Twitter, or X. And we had recently just announced with my new organization, Federal Watchdog, a $50 billion lawsuit, the January 6th wrongful incarceration and restitution lawsuit. And basically we're positioning ourselves for day one of Trump's administration when we're pardoned. Can I come out the shower? Can I come out the shower? We're positioned. I'm interviewing and fighting for a basic human right at the same time. We're positioning ourselves on day one of Trump's administration to, with over 600 plaintiffs already.
Wow. Folks, are you hearing this? This is what it's like being in prison. Obviously, he has no private time at all. And Jake, have all the guards mistreated you, or do you have some personnel that have treated you fairly?
Oh, yeah. I have Christian brothers in here, men that I'm proud to know in my life, some mentors that are prison guards, but very few, you know. Some that I've done Bible studies with and, you know, preach the Word of God to and have them, you know, give me their messaging on the Word of God. But, you know, there's also many that have treated us unfair. So it's just like any, you know, group of people. You're going to get a few that are good and many that are bad. But, you know, straight is the way and narrow is the gate that leads to life, right?
That's very true. That's very true. And have you had any support from other maybe churches from the outside that have tried to help?
The Christian support, I don't know if, like, they're all, you know, parishioners at churches. They all attend churches, I'm sure. But the Christian support, I haven't thought of, there's not, like, one big name church that has reached out, but there has been hundreds of thousands of Christian Americans, probably even millions, that have reached out, have donated, written us letters, have prayed for us in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, every night. And so, you know, we're very blessed in this community to have the amount of prayers that are going up for us every single night. It's astronomical, honestly. It's heavenly. It's beautiful.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful by God to know these men and women that, you know, because, Pastor, my back's against the wall. I have to fight. I have to, you know, be a part and be in this battle. But the men and women who decide to stand in solidarity with us are truly the heroes, in my opinion, because, you know, they make decisions. And they decide to write us letters. They decide to financially support us. They decide to travel out to our court cases and stand, you know, and be with us in the courtroom. Stand outside the prison here in Washington, D.C. jail every single night. We have what's a blessing from God, a miracle of a community that sprung
Amen.
Up out of brokenness, and it's only going to continue to grow. We're blessed. We're so beyond blessed.
And by the way, Todd, can I skip the break tonight? Is that possible? All right. If I can't, let's skip the break tonight, folks. Skip through the commercials. It's too important to lose this time with Jake having to break off the phone like this. Thank you, Todd, for doing that. Thank you so much. And how many times have they moved you since you've been arrested?
Pastor, I don't know if
yes.
the audience will like this or even believe it, but I moved 17 times in a form of torture called diesel therapy. And basically,
yes.
it was invented to try to keep federal prisoners unmoored, not able to adjust to their surroundings, their families wondering where they're at, their lawyers constantly trying to jockey to get them new legal documents and their discovery video evidence and stuff. And so they moved me from New York to Oklahoma to West Virginia to Pennsylvania to Brooklyn, New York to Washington, D.C. I've been everywhere. This is a wicked, wicked system we've got here, and especially when they use it to try to coerce you and to try to break down your resolve. They're trying to turn you into a lapdog with all these different methods of psychological torture. It's really what they do to prisoners of war to get them to break down and to start to give up information and tactics and stuff. They're using the same psychological torture methods on us that they use on prisoners of war. And so, you know, if you guys are listening out there, America cannot continue. We can't make America great again with political prisoners in this country. And so, you know, if you have social media out there, I want you guys to tweet out tonight, you know, free all the Jan Sixers, day one pardons, leave no man behind. That's been our rallying cry. We had, last week on Monday, on January 6th, the fourth-year anniversary, we had a massive press conference that we put together, my organization, Federal Watchdog, and a group of amazing volunteers that work with me, put together a press conference in Washington, D.C. at the Hyatt Regency, and we live-streamed it, and there was over 30 speakers that some of them showed up. If you guys remember last week, there was a huge nor'easter that came through Washington, D.C., so like 20 of my speakers' flights got canceled, and it was a calamity. But God still, see, this is one of my greatest things. I've been talking about this last week. He uses the weak to confound the strong. He uses the foolish to confound the wise of this world. And so with our little ragtag group in the middle of a blizzard, with this press conference being orchestrated and ran from a prison cell, we were able to pull together hundreds of thousands of live viewers between my X page, my Twitter page, the Gateway Pundit, and a few other big popular conservative streamers. We had hundreds of thousands of people stop in live throughout the day, and millions have watched the January 6th pardon press conference. And it was such a wild success. It moved the needle forward for us. It was President Trump and his administration to pardon all Gen 6ers on day one and left behind. No ands or buts. And that is just one of the great testimonies of what's possible. You know, what God can do, he can open up doors that no man can open. I mean, look how he's doing and using me and the people around me, even though I'm in a prison cell, to reach and do remarkable things and such blessings be used by God in this manner. And, you know, he used this broken, you know, this ragtag group of patriots. My people never even ran a stream before. I sent out a bunch of cowboys into the wild, wild west. They never ran a stream before, but they got it all together. It was an outrageous success. We had Mike Lindell speak on our behalf and call on Trump to pardon all the Jan 6ers, one of my great personal friends and a mentor of mine, Laura Logan.
You have 1 minute remaining.
The former investigative anchor for 60 Minutes. We had Jim Hoff, founder of Gateway Pundit. We had Patrick Byrne, the CEO and billionaire, former CEO of Overstock.com. And we had prayer warriors, and my mom showed, you know, on video. My dad came and spoke in my behalf, and so many great people. Professor David Clement, Ivan Raiklin, Kara Castronova, Trennis Evans. It was an outrageous success. And I give all glory to God because I'm just another man stuck behind a prison cell, but he's used, you know, me and the people around me to orchestrate miracles from behind bars. And
all right.
I'll give you another call, Pastor, if you'd have me.
All right, folks, I'm taking phone calls after this one at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. He'll be back with us in just a couple minutes. We'll get him up again and finish his testimony and take your phone call. But I must say this. I must say this tonight. I want to, well, okay, thank you, Todd. Okay. All right, folks, forget the phone calls. I'm so sorry. I did not think this. Todd just broke in and told me that if we take phone calls, you fill up the phone lines, and he won't be able to get whenever he's cut off again, he can't come back in. I'm so sorry. Or I guess we could take a phone call and get you off the line within a minute or so. That might be possible. So we have a phone line open. Yeah, let's try that. If you want to call and have your questions already lined out, take about a minute per call. Then we just get cut off again. We'll cut off all the phone lines, but let them call back in. Okay, so you want to call in, do it right now, and get in line for about a minute each at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And I'll just put off what I want to talk to you about to tomorrow night's broadcast because I don't want to type anything that's nice. Too important a program. We have a man here and other men also in prison, and women, grandmas in prison, in a political tyranny that's going to punish those who stand against tyranny because they don't have the authority, but they have the power. And the reason they have the power is because the Church of Jesus Christ, which should be the ultimate authority on earth, with all power in creation behind it, has surrendered the power to the enemy. I'll do a teaching sometime soon or a Bible study on how we did that. It's called creeping incrementalism. We compromised a little here, a little there, a little more there, till we have no authority left and lost ground to the Satan's minions, and now we're trying to reclaim that ground that we shouldn't have lost in the first place. And I know that this is something that people want to hear. Perhaps under Trump, some good things will happen. I pray it is. I have to give our governor in West Virginia a little bit of praise today. His first day in office, he signed an executive order to do away with all political correctness in the government offices. No more LGBTQ privileges in government offices. No more transgenders using men's bathrooms. That's been done away with. I'm a little surprised that Patrick Morrissey, the first day in office, he said there's no more of this in the government official government offices where the state can make the rules. No more of that. And also, he's now given Christians in West Virginia the Christian right and duty to exempt their children from vaccinations. I'm really, truly impressed with that. I really am. So we will see what happens. Waiting for Jake to call back in. So I hope he called back soon. You heard the background, folks. He obviously had no privacy. It's hard to do anything in there with all the noise going on. And the way I understood it, he was trying to get out of the shower. I don't know what all that means exactly, but you can tell by what the man said. He's in a kind of a situation there where he's not really able to do everything he'd like to do because he's under total control and had been punished for taking a stand doing interviews. That's why he went with us the last couple of times, because they caught on to it and we'll then get on the program. Now, we're waiting for Jake to call back in. We're waiting. We'll take a phone call from Chance right here in West Virginia. Oh, we got Jake back on. Jake, welcome back on.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you guys. God bless everybody on the program.
Well, this is an honor. It really is, Jake. And when you do get out here real soon, I want you to give me a call, and I want to get back on the program again where we can talk a little more without being interrupted so often. How would that be?
Of course, I would love to. It's my honor to join you.
And let's just take a phone call. Let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello. Jake, is it?
Yes, Jake.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, Pastor Butch, I want to say real quickly, I'm pretty impressed with Morrissey, too. I think he's better than Justice governor.
So far, I am.
I want you to know, Pastor Butch, also, before I ask Jake a question, I've been praying for your brother and your two grandsons every day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, Jake, I got a question for you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can
Jake,
hear you.
Okay.
Okay, Jake, what date were you arrested?
January 16th, 2021.
Okay, now here's my question, Jake. Now, Pastor Butch is a man of God, I'm a man of God, and you're a man of God, correct?
Amen.
Yes, sir, probably.
Okay, now here's my question, Jake. And here's my quick question, Jake, and don't take this the wrong way. Now, if you were arrested on the 16th, this happened on the 6th, from the 6th through the 20th of that year, President Trump, if he was a man of God like we were, he had 4 days to pardon you.
Well, I understand where you're coming from there, and believe me, I thought about it many a night in my prison cell. That man, President Trump, he's a politician, and that's for good and for worse. And
I don't care about politicians, Jake. We're talking men of God. A man of God does the right thing. I think he should have pardoned all those people.
Follow with me here. I believe, well, first of all, there was only like a half dozen of us that were arrested at that point. I was one of literally the very first people to be arrested by the FBI. And So he would only been able to pardon just a handful of us, and thousands more would have still been arrested. But regardless of that, President Trump knows about public opinion and when to position himself to come out and swinging in support of something. And it wasn't until early of this past year, around this time last year, he made his first real statement in, like, support of us, saying that he's going to pardon us and, you know, we were heroes that day and all the stuff that he says. And so he waited, politically speaking, when it was politically expedient for him to start to really work to show us support. And so whether you like that or not, it was basically, if he would have came out a couple days after January 6th and started pardoning us, he probably would have killed off his political career for most of his base, because they had not had a chance to really have the truth be told to them yet through documentaries like we produce. Called the Truth About January 6th. That's the number one viewed video ever on Rumble. We weren't able to get our own video.
Chance, we got to get that. Gotta get your question, but that's a good answer, Jake. I'd lean the chances toward him, but I know what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying. But let's move on now. What's your question, Chance?
Well, I just want Jake to know he's in my prayers also. But I find it hard to forgive Trump for those 4 days he couldn't pardon those people, and that's all I have to say. And God bless you, Jacob.
Thank you for the call, Chance.
Thanks, Chance. You're a straight up man of God. There's no politics or wishy washiness in your conviction, man. I appreciate that. Respect
one,
that.
One God line open, you. Folks. One line open. 844-769-2944. First to call, the first dial to get it. 844-769-2944. About a minute or so for a question. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jack. And now, so we're all praying and cheering in the fact that in a few days, you'll be out there going home to your family, your girlfriend, your mom and dad, and all those that care. And I mean that with all my heart. We've been trying to back you all ever since you came on the first time. We have tried to support you through a little church group, a little bit of money coming in once a month for quite a while in your organization. I'll get you by, so you buy your needs there in the prison. Folks, you may not know this, but the prison does not supply them with toiletries or whatever. They have to do it on their own. Prison is what it is worse. It's more than we understand it is. And, Jake, you've been there a long time. Tell us, if you would, the atmosphere in prison with your fellow cellmates, those in unit. I mean, are some of them really hardened criminals out just to do damage? I mean, what is the makeup of people in the cell block with you?
Well, I've met every shape and size of prisoner before. And, you know, originally, me and the Jan Sixers, for the first year and a half, we were all inside our own prison pod together. And so I had the privilege of being united with some of the bravest. And, like, I mean, these guys are, like, former special ops. Some of them are just school teachers, carpenters and stuff. So that time that I spent with those guys was obviously very safe for between ourselves. I mean, the prison guards sometimes would harass us, and there were a couple times that a couple of my guys got very badly beat up, and I got pepper sprayed and whatnot. But then I got moved around to some pretty notorious prisons. I got moved twice. I spent a lot of time at Brooklyn MDC, which is where they have R. Kelly and Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, and that guy that just shot the CEO of United Healthcare. And it's a prison full of notorious prisoners. And that was a bloodbath there, God forbid, but it was also a rich, fertile ground for winning hearts over to the Lord. I performed a few baptisms over there, one of them on an MS-13 gang member that was stuck in a prison cell with me in solitary confinement in the hole. Wow. I have such a great testimony about my brother there. And, you know, so I've been around 80-year-old men in prison that are dying in prison. I've been around 18-year-olds that just baptized my great friend Keith, who's 18 years old here, in the prison cell in Washington, D.C. jail. Right now I'm in the D.C. jail, but I'm not in the Jan 6 unit. I'm in a unit where I'm the only white man here with about 100 other black guys, and they're, you know, many of them are great guys, and we have Bible studies sometimes that are, you know, 15, 16 guys into a cell, and I work out hard every day, do about 1,000 push-ups a day, keep my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit all in alignment with God's will. And that's how I make it through this oppression and this, you know, this horrible situation here. And just keep on, you know, asking the Lord to order my steps and his word to be a lamp unto my feet. And, you know, I'm going to break down in tears here because it truly has been a lamp. When there was no light, when there was no hope, there was always a promise that, you know, was written onto my name that, you know, he has a good hope and a future for me, as Jeremiah 29:11 talks about. And his plans for me are to prosper me and to give me a wide open space. And so I'm so blessed. And, you know, no matter what kind of men I've come into contact with, even some of the most notorious killers and deranged men in the world, when you meet them with the word of God, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
All right. And folks, the line's open. I can't believe anybody's calling in. 844-769-2944. Any comments, questions, or just support for what Jake's been through, call and share it, because it's a nice chance to do it. Hopefully, by the time I talk to him again, prayerfully, he'll be out of there and home with his family where he should be already, where he shouldn't have had to leave. But this, I know we don't want to think about this, folks, but many more of us are going to face this type of judgment and persecution in America real soon. If the church doesn't stand up and say enough is enough, it's going to happen. It's already happening. It's been happening around the world for 2,000 years. And why, in the name of God, we think that we are in this country that are turning into the most cowardly nation in the world for Christian values are not going to see the same fate. I don't understand. I'm going to prove that to you this week in Bible study. That's all I got to say about it. We're going to prove it to you. That's not biblical. If you don't stand, we're going to lose it. And this man is standing in for what's right, trying to reach people with the truth, even those in prison, and asking maybe if it's possible we'd help him some to help his man get back on their feet and get out. Now, folks, we don't want to forget that. We really don't. And as soon as you get out, Jake, I want you to call me, please. Give me information on where we can send money and hope, and I want to announce it on the radio as often as possibly can to get funds coming in to get people back on their feet a little bit. We need to maybe find a place to work and something to eat and a place to sleep. That'll be our goal, to help all we can. I'm sure we can help everybody. But, folks, if everybody, just like we did in North Carolina, if everybody helps a little bit, it's going to help a lot of people. And, Jake, so your plans, of course, are, hope prayerfully, Tuesday morning to be heading home or soon thereafter. Are the other J6ers that you know of looking for that just like you are?
Of course, we have plans already with the J6 Life for Building Project, J6Rebuild.com. We have vigils being set up outside all the federal prisons in America where J6ers are being held, because it's not just a D.C. jail. There's like 30 of us here in the D.C. jail, but there are another 220-some-odd J6ers all across the country in, you know, about 60 different federal prisons. And so we've got volunteers going outside each federal prison. If you guys actually want to sign up to become one of these volunteers to go hold a prayer vigil and receive the political hostages that will be emerging and being released from prison on January 20th, Monday, January 20th, that will be on J6Volunteer.com. You guys can sign up there on J6Volunteer.com to be one of those people that goes to the prisons and offers a ride home, offers a place to stay, offers a new coat. You know, it's wintertime. These guys are coming out with a shirt on their back, most of them. And, you know, there are some that have family members and support coming, of course, but there are many handfuls. I would say there are probably about 40 of my brothers that are in the red zone, meaning they don't have anybody prearranged to come pick them up. They don't have money to get a place to stay. And so for those about 40, 50 guys, we've got to sew into this fund for J6Rebuild.com. So, but yes, everybody, we're getting prepared. I mean, my family's booking flights. I mean, you know, Washington, D.C. is already going to be a madhouse for the inauguration. So, God willing, it's just a beautiful day where God's glory shines on America, and we see like a little mini, or maybe a bigger, I don't know, because there's so many people, a Nelson Mandela moment in America here where the political prisoners are set free. And, you know, we could thank President Trump and the God who moves his heart. You know, the Bible tells us that the leaders, the ones in power, are in God's hands just like a canal. Water moves through a canal. So God shifts the hearts of leaders to favor us as Christians. And so that's the way it should be. And I believe God is moving President Trump's heart just like water through a canal right now and having him show favor to us with his pardon process. And so we're so grateful. And, you know, to go through this and to emerge out the other side, Pastor, is like, I don't know, the anticipation, I feel like I'm floating on air sometimes.
Well, as soon as you're out, call me because I want to get a phone number or some kind of contact.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Where our people can call and offer their homes or a piece of property for people to stay in. As soon as you're out of there, Jake, please find me. Call me. Jackie knows how to get a hold of me. The one, the producer, works with me on this. Get a hold of her and tell her that you want to talk to Pastor Butch personally. And I want to get a phone number where I can get people to call and say, my home is open. So I'm sure you'll keep touching a lot of those men when you get out of there. We want to offer our help. So please, if you would do that, as soon as you're out there, give me a call so we can get this kind of lined out if you would.
I will, of course, Pastor, of course, guys. Thank you again for having me on, guys. That website's j6rebuild.com. We love you, Pastor. I pray God just continues to bless your ministry and expand it. You're doing amazing work here. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, my friend, now, don't you forget now, I'm going to be praying you'll be out there Tuesday morning and soon thereafter. And then please, please do contact me because I want to line up something to help these men. I know you have a home to go to. Thank God for that. But you be sure and do that, okay? All right. Folks,
thank you for using
Jake Lang. There goes Jake Lang. And I don't want to say except the man has paid a hell of a price for taking a stand for something he wholeheartedly believed in. Whether you agree with it or not is not the point. This man did nothing wrong. He has totally been given a God-given duty to speak what he thinks right. Not a right to do it, but a duty to do it. We get rights and duties totally confused here. Nowhere in the Bible does God give you a right to do anything. He gives you a duty to do his will on this earth. He doesn't give you a right to carry a weapon. He doesn't give you a right to speak your mind. He said, this is my duty to you, to defend your family, to speak my gospel and stand for the truth. That's your duty. It is not a right that I give of you. So we've let these things be confused with the idea that it's a right that we can do it or not do it. It's our choice. But that is not true. That is not true. God does not give rights. He gives duties to man. Whether you're a prince or a pauper, you have duties to serve God, every individual on earth. I know heathens don't know this, but I promise you one thing. God will take the hearts of evil men and guide them in the direction he wants them to go to fulfill his will. He hasn't lost his authority, folks. He's still God. Understand that to be true. There's no doubt about it. But I don't want to discourage anybody or make anybody feel out of place. But I'm telling you, my friends, God does not give rights in the sense we call rights. He says, I give you a duty to do this. You do it. This is not a question whether you have a right to or not. This is not a question, well, do you want to or not? Do you want to waive this right? No. Go into the whole world and preach the gospel, teaching them what I've commanded you. That isn't just preachers. That's everyone. To teach the gospel. Didn't say preacher, teach it. Teach the nations. And to stand for what's right. Protect your family. Protect your posterity's futures. But whatever means necessary to do so. The church in America as a whole become a cowardly, wimpish, compromising piece of nothing. And now, just as promised in the word in Scripture, Matthew chapter 5, we've been cast out and trodden under feet of men. Why do we think he wrote that in the Bible? Just to tickle our ears and make us just think, well, it can't happen in our generation. They wouldn't have happened in America. We're too strong. Jake Lang is in prison because the church quit preaching the cold counsel of the Word of God many years ago. Many men and women are in prison today because of that. Evil men seduce so wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's what we're seeing. Now, let me just say this very carefully. I'm going to say it very slowly. I'm not going to apologize for this. If you're deceived by Satan, you're not a righteous man. I didn't say we don't fall into snares. I didn't say that. We learn from our faults. We learn from our failures. We don't continue on the same path. Evil men are seduced and deceived and deceive others. They may be intentions may be well, folks, may be good, but deception is still deception. And we have been deceived in America to thinking that we can go along a little bit and compromise a little bit here to win the souls of those who are doing evil and help them change their mind and see the truth. That's not God's way. No. Satan destroys through deception and incremental steps. He takes a little bit here, a little bit there. We cannot give up righteousness or a little bit of the time to try to maintain some normalcy and peace and prosperity. No, giving ground to Satan destroys the prosperity and the peace on this earth. And getting it back by saying, well, we'll just ask for a little bit here. We won't demand the hope. We won't demand the whole thing because, well, it's just like with murdering babies. Well, we'll go to stop the full-term abortion. We'll just stop that first. That sounds good and maybe reasonable to someone to understand the Word of God. But you show me in the Bible where God justifies the killing of innocent children at any age, at any time, for any purpose, and to compromise to save a few and kill the millions. I don't think it was what God wanted to be happening at all. That's called creeping incrementalism. Satan has destroyed us a little bit at a time, a little bit here and there, because we couldn't see, well, this is not good. We can compromise on this one point to try to gain something else. It doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't work that way. This is how we got where we are. The church, I'm asking you, please, whenever Jake gets out, and I'm praying he'll get out this coming week, he'll give me a phone number we can call, a phone number we can call, and offer somebody a place somewhere to stay. I would to God that Marcus and I were in good enough health to do these things ourselves anymore, because I know many of you out there would love to help somebody get back on their feet, someone who's a true believer that's willing to pay the price that these men and women did trying to stand for what's right. And we'll do all we can to help. We really will. Let's you and I, as Christians, pray hard. As true believers, pray hard for these men. It's like you heard from a brother and my grandsons and those I've asked prayer for that I've seen miracles happen. The fact that my brother's going home tomorrow is a miracle beyond words, folks. I cannot tell you how bad a shape that man was in. He aged 10 years in 2 months. Lost about some 25 pounds or so of weight in that quick a time. Constant tormenting pain to the point that it brought tears to his eyes. That's not my brother. He's not that kind of man. That's the kind of pain he was in. Your prayers, folks, and God using doctors that had the knowledge to help him has helped him tremendously. Thank you for that. God bless you all for that. And I do mean that. I mean, there's no way I can thank you enough for what you've done for all of us. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night, folks. Just me and you tomorrow night. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to do a little bit on, I'm going to share this coming Saturday. I'm going to read an article by a guy named Michael Snyder. You don't want to miss it. See you there. Good night. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.